the sequence, yes.
The sequence
Okay, it's setting its own agenda. It's setting a different kind of agenda, or it's asking you to look at the sequence differently. And that quite often, you get it in war films a lot, where you'd expect, or in battle sequences, where you'd expect some kind of real kind of stuff, and you don't. You get something quite melancholy and sad and classical, because there they want to emphasise the sadness of the slaughter rather than the gung-ho heroic action of the war. Okay, and here they're doing a similar thing. Hans Zimmer, the guy that did Last Samurai, he does that quite a lot with his soundtracks that he composes. He has a tendency to do that. Okay, what else can we say? We've got non-diegetic voiceover narration, as Sam said. We've got this contrapuntal soundtrack that's getting us to look, perhaps, at the scene in a different way to the one that we might, and setting up a particular kind of atmosphere.
It's kind of, I don't know what it is, but it's kind of got like a quick, sharp sound. Like when he was putting all the stuff on the thing, it was really fast, snappy. Rather than like when you take
some out, there was a definiteness to the sounds, yeah? So the impact sounds were picked out in order to make them appeal definite and ritualistic in terms of his preparations for what he's doing. Okay, so they've obviously kind of isolated the levels and matched the sound levels in order to ensure that all three layers of sound were working in conjunction with one another, yeah? So it's been mixed well. Yeah, it's been mixed well. Or you could just say it's been mixed well to ensure that we hear the diegetic sound of his preparations, his non-diegetic voiceover narration, and the contrapuntal classic soundtrack. We're all dying. I'm dying. I'm quite literally beat to sweat, side of face. It's not good.
What's his big one?
Okay, what about his voice? How did his voice sound?
Kind of relaxed. He's calm. Kind of really good. Even though he's going cold turkey, it's quite a big thing.
I think he sounded eager.
Do you think he sounded quite keen?
Yeah.
You're saying he sounded calmer than you'd expect, like it was some kind of normal thing, like it was some kind of routine, so perhaps he's done it before.
It's just like, oh yeah, here's my
and
bucket
and he's keen
crap
to do it again.
Let's do it.
Very matter of fact about it, isn't he? Okay. He does, yeah. So that we'll maybe believe and opt into the idea that he might actually be successful this time. Yeah, okay, cool. It's also been altered to sound like it's in a small locked room. Okay, the sound of his voice has also been altered to sound like it's in a small empty room.
Like his head.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is like it's in an empty room. They've taken away a lot of the cushioning that there would normally be for recording voice to make it sound like the room is empty. Which, it kind of, they quite often put some kind of effect onto what's called an interior monologue, which is that idea of us hearing the sound that's going on in his head.
Screw over me. Oh, I'm too young to get some.